you. The Sound Hound will get his say in our next hour, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Oh, it ain't so easy, is it? You almost lost your place. And perhaps you're wondering how you're going to cope with your disgrace. Well, your wealth is well established and your friends were never few. And all the things they told you of you're finding to be true. Well, if truth can free the guilty while the innocent must die, then I respect, respect, respect the coldest lie. And you talk of human justice while you drive on fancy wheels, and you push them to their limit just to see how nice it feels. Well, it doesn't really matter if she's living or she's dead, you just drive away forgetting that your bumper's dipped in red. But if that's the kind of justice that our Hall of Justice claims, then I respect, respect, respect old Jesse James. And most cordially they caught you and they asked you to obey. And they threw you in prison just in case you could not pay. Well, King Arthur jousted Lancelot, who stole away his wife, and your lawyers jousted with the court to save your precious life. Well, if living is what matters, though you lie with every breath, then I respect, respect the ones we put to death. And you won your case most easily, and soon you will be free. Oh, but there will be a million more who lose their liberty. Not because of what they did, but what they did not do. They did not pay a lawyer or a judge to see them through. Why, they had no friends to call on and they could not raise their bail. Well, if the winning is what matters, I respect the ones who fail.
Happy belated birthday to Don McLean, who's now 80 years and 2 days old. That song from 1970, called Respectable. It's on the album Tapestry. And the album contains a lot of really good songs that make you think, as does that one. Orphans of Wealth is one of the songs, and it's really in the spirit of Woody Guthrie and others. What a career Don McLean has had with these monster hits like Vincent and I Love You So and American Pie, but there are others, lesser known songs that are also incredible. I see that the Sound Hound is getting ready to offer the puzzle for today.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
That's Megan Valley, one of our staff educators here at SLB and our Youth Media Center programs. Our one place that you can get a chance to meet her and our other staff members. Our October calendar is now available. Upcoming activities include a poetry cafe today at noon, a journalism-focused mini lesson October 6th at 4, and a workshop in live broadcasting fundamentals on October 7th at 4:30. There are also weekly youth reporter meetups, Mondays at 4, D&D, Wednesdays at 4, and open mics, Thursdays at 4. For more details, ymc.slbradio.org. Activities are free to area teens. ymc.slbradio.org. O-R-G. And I see that the Sound Hound indeed is here, and let's see if it's harder every week. I got it. Good boy. This week, just for an experiment, we'll feed the Sound Hound first, a little reward. Before the sound. Okay. Thank you. Here is the sound brought this week. Listen carefully. Are you ready? Here it is. Four, one, two, 200, 5975, or 1-888 SLV RADIO. Let us hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
Meg said it's been like that for years. Don't pay it any mind. But lately there has been a sound that I don't recognize. But Red Julie said, just turn up the radio louder. If the brakes work, that's all that matters. Yeah, Red said, turn up the radio louder. If the brakes work, that's all that matters. The battery light came on just north of Duncan. Came the ABS light too, and the clutch was getting stuck. And lately there has been a smell that I don't think is right. But Red Julie said, just turn up the radio loud. Took her down to the shop. They said it
guesses are coming in. I know we have a few correct answers so far. I've asked the sound hound to share the sound once again, and here it is.
My teeth are pearly just because my hair's curly, just because I always wear a smile, like to dress up in the latest style, cause I'm glad I'm living, take my troubles all with a smile, just because my color's shady, different baby, that's why they call me Shine.
Saturday Light Brigade, it is fun to be answering so many phone calls and getting so many guesses at 412-200-5975. And that was music there from Django Reinhardt and Rad Julie. Before that, the song Rad Julie from Zoe Gigueno. Zoe Gigueno is her name. What a busy morning, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. We have a few correct answers so far. Here's the sound again from the Sound Hound. Dust Bowl Jack in Liberty Borough thought it might be the Connect Four game coins, not that. Tie in Valencia. Not only do you have the correct answer, but you phrased it perfectly. Well done, tie. And Barb and Oakmont, the same to you. Well done. Russ and Sharon, Russ and King, that is, said, that's me wrapping Sharon's Christmas present, trying to do it quickly so she doesn't see me. Not that, but a good guess. You're not the only one who thought that, by the way. Stu and McCandless thought it might be wrapping a gift. Tom and McCandless thought it could be crumbling paper or some other material like aluminum foil. Well, Stu actually thought it could be unwrapping a present. Larry in Elwood City says that it sounds like a pirate sifting through treasure. John says an adding machine. Kara, you got, Kara is really good at this game. And I'm reading these answers, sharing these answers with you in reverse order. Kara got it almost immediately. Well done. In fact, Kara, although I just acknowledged her at the end was the first person to get it. Rich thought of silver coins. He is in Freeport. And Jim in Crafton Heights, you have it correct. And I'm really tickled that people have been able to get this exactly right. Are going to welcome Carla to the radio. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. It's so good to be back.
Yes, we
work a couple of Saturdays, and then I was sick the one time. I had a phlebotomy, and I was flat on my back. They
oh,
put
no.
me on an IV, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you're back. We missed you. And
I'm going to miss two more Saturdays in a row now because I'm going to a Bible conference, and I have another conference which is online, but the phones and everything will be tied up all day, so I won't be able to call in on the 17th.
Well, that's okay. We'll write you a slip. I mean, to get out of being here with us, the Bible class probably has to take priority.
Yeah.
Well, you figured this out, and this one... I'm very impressed with people that were able to get it exactly correctly. So what did you get?
Well, I sort of figured out. At first it sounded to me like unloading a dishwasher, and I had recognized the spoons and then putting them into the drawer. But, you know, the rummaging part was the hard thing, but it because the spoons were in your hand briefly, you know what I mean, being
mm-hmm.
nested. So that's what made me think it was either putting them away or something like that from the dishwasher. But that was my thought process there, and so I didn't exactly get the rummaging part.
Oh, well, it's rummaging through the silverware drawer. Now, you know it couldn't have been dishwasher because that's too controversial of a topic for SLB. I've never met a couple yet that didn't disagree about the best way to load the dishwasher. You know, whether the forks go handle up or handle down, the right way to put plates in, and all of those things. It always seems to be a bone of contention.
Well, I have solved that problem.
You just don't use one?
No, I live alone. And even when I wasn't living alone, either one of us was designated to do the job. One was, so that's that took care of that problem.
They both have their pros and cons, although
yes.
My dad, the engineer, and my mom, the liberal arts major, did not see eye to eye on best dishwasher loading method.
Well, the unloading to me is important. If you have to start at the bottom, because if you start at the top and you tip something that has water, and then you got to dry dishes too. So I always start from the bottom up, and that's not controversial to me. But and as far as loading it, load it in a way that it gives you the most room to get the most dishes in.
Yes.
That's how I look at it.
I saw
and handles, you know, I put the handles in because it gets the, you know, the forks and the spoon surfaces that you use and knife surfaces cleanest. So, you know, I have a method for my madness.
That sounds like the perfect way to do it. I saw a commercial the other day for a dishwasher detergent. And I could tell by the wording of the copy in that commercial it was encouraging you to start using your dishwasher again, almost implying that people have dishwashers that they don't use. And actually, Ricky and I fall into that category. There must be others there too. And this commercial was clearly, guys, you're not letting us sell enough dishwasher detergent. Start, you know, do a good thing for the country. Start using your dishwasher again.
Well, it does get the dishes cleaner. My brother tore his out. He said it was a waste of space, and they like to do dishes by hand. And I said, well, if you want to spend the rest of your lives doing dishes by hand, fine with me. I've got better things to do with my life. And I think the dishwasher gets it much cleaner than I ever could because of the heat and the detergent. And
I would agree. It's tough if you're living alone or if households are smaller, it's relatively easy to just clean a couple dishes. But maybe that's why, as families get smaller. But this, I could hear the urgency in the tone of this commercial. Use your dishwasher more. Bill in Luciusboro thought it could be a trash compactor or a garbage disposal. There's no worse sound than getting a spoon caught in a garbage disposal.
That's terrible. I'm always putting my finger in there first, put my hand down there, make sure. But even then, sometimes I miss something, like a tie from a bag or something will fall in the sink or a band.
It's hard.
Another thing the dishwasher is good for is warming up dishes.
Absolutely.
So sometimes what I'll do is if I'm serving a meal, I'll run the dishwasher, cook the meal, and then while I'm, leave the dishes. And then what I'll do is put the food on a nice warm dishwasher dish. And it stays warm.
Elegant. That's a nice way to do it. Yeah. Carla, thank you. It's so good to hear from you again.
Well, it's good to be back, and I'll be back in a couple more weeks after the Bible conference and the convention.
We'll be here for you. Thanks. And Brian also had the right answer. Brian, you got it very quickly.
Yes, I did, Larry. I remember those days from when I was a kid. I live in an apartment myself where I got to do the hand washing, but I do remember the dishwasher days, you know?
Yes.
Helping my folks out, unload it, put everything back where it was supposed to go, and then I was happy.
This, when you're looking for that special fork or knife, or maybe the good scissors, if you keep those in.
Exactly, my friend. But it was good to hear Carla this morning, too.
Absolutely, and it's good to hear your voice. I hope you've got a good day ahead.
Always. You too, my friend. Enjoy this beautiful weather. You know it's going to come to an end real soon, but enjoy it while we got it, you know?
Thanks, Brian. And Stu... Oh, the way to marital bliss, right, Stu? He makes sure all the dishes are in the dishwasher somehow. And then Sarah can rearrange the contents any way that she wants. Dan and Clarion. Took me a minute, Dan. Dan said that the correct answer was pennies protesting their forthcoming retirement. And Alan said it's Larry rummaging through his bottle cap collection looking for the root beer cap. I could see that. Steve and Sharon, I think I mentioned before, had the correct answer of emptying silverware. And they see that Jim thought it could be tools in a toolbox or coins in a slot machine. Thank you, Soundhound. Great job today. We'll let you finish up with a little water here. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes with our Afterthoughts puzzle. Now it's a pleasure to welcome Desiree Soteras. I hope I got your last name correctly. Desiree,
yes,
did I?
Yes, you did.
Wonderful. And Desiree is with ARIA 412. You know that an aria is a portion of an opera, and you probably associate 412 with the Pittsburgh area code, and ARIA 412 combines those things with some fall shows coming up at Hop Farm Brewing. Desiree, tell us what's going to be happening.
Oh, yeah. So most of the time, we perform on the first Tuesday of the month. And coming up, we have on October 7th, a Veil of Secrets. And it's going to be all about songs of mystery, masks, and secrets. And the performance starts at 7 o'clock. And we have a lot of great singers joining us, all local singers, all local musicians. That's what we focus on at Aria 412.
So what kind of music will it be? Traditional opera or other kinds of music as well?
Well, we are going to do operas, opera music, arias, duets, trios, and then we do have some musical theater as well. So we focus on mostly arias, but we do have some musical theater songs. We'll have things from, Chicago, Samson and Delilah, The Barber of Seville, La Nozze di Figaro, Don Giovanni, and The Phantom of the Opera.
Wow. And then I see, and this is not part of this series, but you're arranging protest songs for sharing on October 21st at 7, along with The Forge.
We are.
And that looks like fun. So these monthly events are all at 7 o'clock at Hop Farm Brewing, which is at 5601 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. Yep. And the dates are October 7th, November 4th, and December 2nd. I'm at aria412pgh.com, which is where you can go for more details. You've got such a great schedule coming up ahead.
Yes. We're going to be harvesting high notes in November, and then we're going to be celebrating Italian songs in December.
And my memory is you're one of the singers, right?
I am. I am one of the founders, along with Kelly Lynch. We founded it back in 2017, and we've been going ever since, even through the pandemic. So, and we're now starting this new series called The Forge, and we're going to have that kick off on the 21st. Of October, also at Hop Farm. And you can go to our website to learn more, purchase tickets, but we'll have opera singers singing arrangements of protest songs. We have other guests doing new songs or songs that they've written. So it's going to be a lively event. Everybody's going to be encouraged to sing along, to foster community in Pittsburgh.
Sounds great. And what prompted you to start Aria 412?
Well, you know, we have a lot of talented singers here in Pittsburgh, and we wanted to give people the opportunity to sing, have more opportunity to showcase their talents, but also to, you know, foster, again, that community and have people come out and see these singers and get to know them. And also just to introduce opera to other audiences that may not be know about it or think that they like it. And it's a really easy way to come and see what opera is about. You know, Hop Farm has great food. You can come and have a burger and a beer and listen to opera in your blue jeans and, you know, talk and just have a lot of fun.
Well, I hope all goes well. It's good to talk to you again, and good luck with the rest of year's activities. Take care. That's Desiree Sopteris, and you can learn more about Aria 412 by going to their website. It's got everything you need to know. Aria412pgh.com.
This is my very first instrument, the spoons. I'm going to play it with a pair of wooden spoons. Sounds something like this. It's an old tune from Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers called the Georgia Camp Meeting.
This is David Holt along with Zeb Holt.
Thank you.
broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a bend of bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but baby, on the bottom, you're the top. You're the vibe, you're like Sarah singing, you're the bop, you're like Yardbird swinging, you're the mind that's gone, you're the greatest song that Eggstein ever sung. You're a Moscow mule, you're oh so cool, you're a lesbian. You're the high in a downbeat tally, you're the guy who owns Tin Pan Alley. You're Tatum's left hand, a good man.
That's the Shout section, big band, and you're the top. Jim in Blackridge writes, asking me to mention to all brigadiers that the Bloomfield Farmers Market this morning has a pawpaw stand. Highland Farm is there today, and they have free samples to let you taste what a pawpaw is. There's a big, tall pawpaw flag. So that's how you can learn more about a pawpaw. That came up earlier this morning. Tom had mentioned that. And there you go. They are apparently in season and available today in Bloomfield.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
That's Alex Bennett, another staff educator at SLB, and you can meet her for a special activity we have coming up on October 23rd. That's a Thursday. I'll be there, too, from 4 to 6. Lights On After School is an evening where we will open up our open mic at the Youth Media Center to all ages. Usually it's simply for teens and our folks here at SLB, but all ages and adults are welcome. We'll have our usual Thursday night open mic activities, but spooky snacks, mask making, and other improvised celebrations. That's October 23rd, Thursday. You can learn more at slbradio.org in our news section, near the bottom of the front page. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word follows these three: head, back, and crawl. Head, back, and crawl. One word naturally comes after those three.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is brand new from Cozy Sheridan. It's the title song from The Breathing Room.
It's right here. I call it The Breathing Room. And I come here sometimes. When are you breathing? How are you breathing? Just breathe. You will be fine. A bed in the breathing room. I lie down sometimes. When are you breathing? How are you breathing? Just breathe. You will be fine. Just breathe. You will be fine. There's a window in the breathing. Stars shine. When are you breathing? How are you breathing? Just breathe. It will be fine. Just breathe. You will be fine. Ooh, sunny afternoon. Just breathe, says the breathing. This right here, I call it the breathing room. I come here sometimes. When are you breathing? How are you breathing? Just breathe. You will be fine. When are you breathing? How are you breathing? Just breathe. You will be fine. Just breathe. You will be fine.
Yes, and every town ought to have a prodigal son who's just getting started when the day is done, to lead a broken hearted through the streets of London town, or down the down, down, Derry, down, down. Every town ought to have the trailblazer, a Cisco Houston, a town glazer, a stargazer, a hell raiser. We had a good one, but he's gone, gone, gone. Had a good one, but he's gone. We had a good one, but he's gone, gone, gone. Had a good one, but he's gone. Hey, down, Derry, down, Derry, Derry, down, down. Down, down, Derry, Derry, down. Hey, down, Derry, down, Derry, Derry, down, down. Hey, down, down, Derry, Derry, down.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That is one heck of a song. Anne Hills, Every Town, a real good one. From her brand new album, Every Town. Did that song make you think of Anne Feeney? And some other folks we miss so much. What a great song. And Cozy Sheridan with another brand new album called The Breathing Room. So many answers have come in to our Afterthoughts puzzle. We are looking for the one word that naturally follows head, back, and crawl. You can also add parking as a clue, or outer. And I'll go through a few correct answers. Gail in Stanton Heights got it rather quickly. Larry in Elwood City also got the correct answer. Stu in McCandless got it, and he suggested another clue of personal. Perfect. Personal is a great clue. Steve and Sharon got the correct answer. Mike and Mars, Rich in Edinburgh, Ray in South Park, Karen and Ed in Kaiser, West Virginia, Russ and Sharon in Kang, North Carolina. Super Pudge got the correct answer in Lamartine. John and Addie in East Deer got it. So did Tom and McCandless. Carla also thought of breathing as a clue. And she also thought of personal as a clue. And here, back from the Netherlands and Delft, birthplace of Nicolette, his sweetheart is Jim from the Heights of Crafton. Did you bring any pretty Delft things home with you?
We did not. We did not. We didn't even go. We were too busy looking at the canals and the buildings. We didn't even go into the blue Delft pottery places.
Yeah, I was just amazed at. I was only there for a few days, but just magical to see what's there. And I saw a few of the posts you made on Facebook, and it looks like you had a great trip.
Oh, we were all over the place. Delft, The Hague. We went, did a day trip to Antwerp over in Belgium. Went to Haarlem, which was near where Nicolette's sister Marisette lives now. She's in a coastal community called Zandvoort, and it was lovely.
It sounds great. And you mentioned you had sent a message answering our pop quiz, and you mentioned when you got home, you were greeted by very happy animals.
We were mobbed. We were mobbed. Like, Coco's not one normally to jump on me. She had her paws were up around my collar.
It got me thinking a lot about the difference between dogs and cats, because when you get home after leaving your cats alone, they do love you, but they kind of want you to know, what was the idea there, leaving us with alone or having these other people look in on us? You think we're going to acknowledge you?
Oh, did you go somewhere?
Oh, no, we did. Yeah, exactly. Oh, were you? You did it so naturally, I almost thought you were. Yeah, did you? Were you somewhere? It was actually us. We went away. Mm-hmm. Well, you figured this one out. We give you or gave you those three words: head, back, and crawl.
Crawl. Yes. My first thought was board, head board, back board, and crawl board.
Mm.
But I said no. And so when I talked with Ricky, I said yes, it's the final frontier.
Yes.
Space
is exactly correct.
Mm-hmm. Could be a green space.
Yeah, Steve and Sharon also said that. Also a parking space, although those are hard to come by on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And I thought of cyberspace and aerospace. But aero, A-E-R-O. But outer came to me much later. I did not think of that one initially. Well, I hope you've got a good weekend planned. It looks like the weather is going to be great for spending time outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was going to say we brought it back with us, but I think we brought the sun with us to the Netherlands. It rained one time when we were there, and that was while we were asleep.
Wow.
Other than that, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I was trying to remember why I went to the Netherlands, because it wasn't, I mean, it was a pleasurable trip, and it was actually to work. There's a research organization called TNO, which Americanized is the Netherlands organization, and I went there to do some work with them. On high, was that Coco? Sounded like Coco.
No, that's Sydney.
Oh, hi, Sydney.
Getting mouthy.
Some work on acid rain years ago, and it was a good place to visit. Lots of fine fish for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back, and well done.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Jim in Crafton Heights, and congratulations. If you came up without Steve, thanks for the kind words about the music we're playing. Don McLean and John Hartford. Aline also came up with space, as did Linda in Collier, and John in economy Burrow, who cleverly put a space between the S, P, A, C, and E. Oh, would you look at this? Gail writes that tomorrow at Riverview Park between 4 and 9 is an event called Spaceburg. Stargazing, weather permitting, at Riverview Park on Pittsburgh's north side. A total coincidence. Congratulations if you came up with space. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
There's a space in the place where you yesterday you were here in this exact place and time. I will not believe I'll never
I'm a man on a mission to see what we can find. I've got a one-way ticket on this rocket. On this rocket I ride, spaceman. Spaceman. I'm peering out the window, cast my gaze upon the stars. There's a man out there shooting arrows with a bow. There's so many planets and some just have no hue, and none of them measure up to the way I feel about your deep blue. Spaceman. Spaceman. And when I'm floating through the spaceship, I never know my way around, but there's one thing I'm certain of, and that's how to get down. The galaxy's got me thinking about the grain of sand I am. Surely will eat me up, and the gravity of the sun will crush till there's nothing left of my own greatness. Spaceman. Spaceman.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That is Hen House, Prowlers, and Spaceman. And I'll tell you, you get earworms every now and then. People call them earworms, where you hear a song and it stays in your head for a long time. And there's also these forgotten songs. And that was the song that we first played probably about 6 months ago. And I kept singing that song in my head, and it was really bugging me. I could not find it for the life of me. I convinced myself it was Del McCurry. It's not. It's a group called the Hen House Prowlers. But that happens to me, too. Sometimes folks will hear a song that we play and will ask us, hey, can you play that song that kind of goes like this? Da-da, you know, and can you find it? And it takes us a while to find it. Karen and I, last week, were talking about that. We were able to find it. One of our other folks listening. And it happens to me sometimes as well. But I hope you enjoyed Spaceman. Come to think of it, I have a song about not knowing the name of the song that we can play for you. Bonnie Collock of the Midwest with Space and the Place Where You Were, a song we've played for many years on SLP. It's birthday time. Did somebody send in a birthday greeting with you in mind? It's quite possible. And if you want to sneak one in, you can phone 412-200-5975. And Ricky will take dictation and give it to me along with a little note. Again, it's 412-200-5975. Let's get started. Quite a few birthdays today, starting with Eli Haberman of Allison Park, the best kid ever, says Dad and Mom and Lily. And I understand your birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to you now, a teenager, if I'm doing my math correctly. Anne of Newcastle, happy birthday to you today from your family. Adelaide of Bellevue for Mom, Dad, and brother Sebastian, and Allison from the Reckless family. all celebrating today. Tomorrow, October 5th, we have Erica of Crafton from Adam, Christopher, and Brianna, Katie of Mount Lebanon from Mom and Dad and Brian, Justin of Brentwood from Amy, Kids, Sean, and Cody, Victoria from Peter and Angela in Fox Chapel, and Ryan from Abby, Julie, and Chelsea of New Kensington. On Monday, October 6th, Casey of Youngstown for Mom, Dad, Carson, and Madeline. Peter, little brother of Andy. And your sister, Jean and Barb. Bruce of Elwood City from Kimberly and Noah. Joseph from your parents. Shannon of Carrick from Joe and Sean and Jim. Nina from Rob, Asa, and Hannah. Bruno of the South Hills from Jim and Ann. And Piper of Shadyside from your family. On the 7th of October, we have Sean of North for Sales from Grandma Paula and Gibsonia. Tommy of North Fayette from Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Pap. Kathy of Sharpsburg and Vinny of Beaver, Pennsylvania for Mom, Dad, and Brother Joey. On October 8th, our own Ben Rutkowski. Happy birthday, Ben, your first. Is it your first birthday as a dad? Because Edith, your daughter, just had her first birthday. So I guess it's your second birthday as a dad. In any event, happy birthday, Ben. Jesse of Flagstaff, Arizona celebrates too. Amanda of Portview, happy birthday to you from Donna and Carrick. Jeff in Vermont celebrates on October 9th, as does Jan in Aspinwall. Alyssa in Shaler. Ray in South Park. Good to hear from you today, Ray. Isabel of the Southside Slopes from Isabel's dad. Elena of Imperial from Mom and Dad. Trish Woods of Cook Forest. Your husband, Bill, asked us to wish you a happy birthday.